Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. I am Ray Dog. Today's show is brought to you by the new Ray Dog shirt. Just click on the link in the description or head on over to raydog.com and find it in your Ray Dog store. There it is, beautiful. You have an animated Ray Dog grinning from ear to ear in gold. The teeth aren't gold, but the lettering is bling bling bling. Comes in different colors. You got red, gray, blue, that could be purple, black, and classic white. I like the black and the red one best. The red especially, it pops the face. So just head on over to raydog.com and just click on the store, or if you just want the direct link, just click in the description. If you are on Roku, obviously you can't do that. You have to go to raydog.com. Okay, let's talk about a despicable story here. A despicable story, because according to the survivor, one of the survivors, they try to contact police 5 times. Let's just click on the story. Let's just read it. Let's just read the story. Where are you? Let's read the story. Okay, so, by the way, $80,000 is a reward offered for information leading to the man who gunned down the Texas family. They have 0 leads right now, so they're offering $80,000. And that, I'm going to guess that's the man's face there, the despicable bum who did this. Officials are offering $80,000 in reward money for information leading to the arrest and conviction of a man suspected to gunning down 5 of his neighbors. 5 of his neighbors, including an 8-year-old boy. When they asked him to stop shooting his rifle from his front porch Friday night. San Jacinto County and FBI officials said on Sunday that more than 200 officers and agents are canvassing the area searching for Francisco Oropesa. He's 38 and he fled the area after the shooting. We consider him armed and dangerous, FBI Houston Special Agent James Smith said in a news conference. He's out there and he's a threat to the community. And so you see the FBI tweeted out about the reward. Okay, what is this McAfee thing? What is going on here? What is going on here? I don't even have McAfee. Hold on a second. I don't want this story. Let's just do this real quick. Trying to mess with my... Okay, let's find this again. I am not sure why that popped up about... but... Let's find that story again. Yeah, let's find it. Okay, here we go. Not McAfee. What is it talking about? I don't even have McAfee. Talking about expiring. Oh, this is so annoying. This is so annoying. I'm just going through my history here, but it's showing that stupid McAfee thing here. I don't even know why that came up, honestly. I have no idea why that came up. All right, let's continue. Let's continue here. So, $80,000 reward It's the FBI tweeted, and the FBI special agent in charge said an additional $25,000, so you could get a good payday. If nothing, and you're greedy and you want some money and you don't care about what the man did, consider $80,000 and $25,000, and you could do it, I'm assuming, anonymously. So go ahead and call that tip number, 1-800-CALL-FBI. 1-800-CALL-FBI. So again, the Sheriff Greg Capers said investigators have found discarded clothing and a phone connected with the despicable human in a rural area with dense woods, but tracking dogs lost the scent. He also said police has recovered the AR-15 gun that's suspected of allegedly used in the shooting, but they don't know if he's carrying other weapons. Yeah, I would stay away from him if you see him, but call 911 immediately. We don't know where he is. We have zero leads, is what they're saying. Investigators said they believe that he has contacted friends for help. Again, if friends would help someone who would gun down his neighbors and including an 8-year-old kid, you're just as evil as he is. But they don't know who or where this person is. The FBI contributed $25,000 to the reward fund Crime Stoppers and offered $5,000, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott chipping in $50,000 in state funds. The FBI also released more pictures of Oppressor, whatever his name is, including a snapshot of a prominent tattoo on his arm, which I showed earlier. Police received a harassment call from the home at about 11:30 p.m. Friday, but by the time they arrived, it had morphed into a deadly shooting. Officers found 4 adult dead on the scene and rushed an 8-year-old boy to the hospital where he died, unfortunately. So again, we're looking at his pictures here. You can see the despicable human being there and that tattoo. If you know this person, don't protect them. He's despicable. 5 other people in the house at the same time of the shooting, and several of them were covered in blood, police said, but unharmed. That included three children who were shielded from the bullets by 2 women who were killed. Well, those women did a courageous thing. They really did. They did a courageous thing, saving these children by shielding them. The victims were identified as Daniel Enrique Lasso Guzman, 8, and Jose Jonathan Cazares, 18. Diana Valaquez Alvarado, 21. Sonia Argentina Guzman, 25. And Julissa Molina Rivera, 31. All the victims are reportedly from Honduras. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers said the incident began with the despicable bum firing off rounds from his front porch, something he's been warned about by deputies in the past. One of the residents of the house asked him to stop because they had a young child who was trying to sleep, and he told them he could do what he wanted at his house, and minutes later walked up to the house and fired the rifle and started shooting. So, very evil, despicable person, if I might add. Now, for those of you who used to watch Ray Dog's Random Thoughts, you may see a complete shift in what the show used to be and what it is now. So basically, Ray Dog's Random Thoughts has essentially become what Political Bombshell was on YouTube, but since YouTube closed and shut down my Political Bombshell, which, by the way, you can get on Roku and Rumble and Spotify or any podcast you listen to. You can just search Political Bombshell Roku channel or Rumble channel, wherever you want to listen to that. But, with the Political Bombshell, I get more in-depth things that YouTube deem offensive. So this Ray Dog's Random Thoughts is not actually even random thoughts anymore. It's, you might want to say, they're random stories that I talk about, more like news. So it's actually essentially a Political Bombshell, but just with a different name and not as raw, because YouTube will kick me off. So anyway, that is why you have to change. And besides, the numbers were down anyway for the Ray Dog's Random Thoughts, so it doesn't matter if the format changed or not, because the audience has left it a long time ago. So that is what this is essentially. It's going to be an offshoot, if you will, of Political Bombshell, but just for YouTube-friendly audience here, or YouTube-friendly, rather. So, again, today's show was brought to you by the Ray Dog new t-shirt here. I like it a lot. I definitely like it. I'm going to have to get one for myself. I like it. Although you might say it's narcissistic if I go around wearing my own t-shirt. I don't know. What do you think? Is it narcissistic of me to wear my own t-shirt? If I have to ask the question, I already know the answer. Anyway, that's all I got for this show. And sometimes, most times the show, it's going to be quick segments, like maybe 5 to 10 minutes tops is what I'm trying to hover around. But I wanted to give time to this story because it's just a despicable human. So anyway, that's all I got here. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. And my friends, I'll be back like a Terminator. I will be back a later once I figure out what I'm doing here. I'm so used to navigating my Political bomb, so it's set up differently. So anyway, I got you. Peace out. Here we come.